Making a difference in our community over on the west side in Greece. I'm joined this morning on Rochester Speaks by Amy Poritsky, who is the chairperson of the Greece Ecumenical Food Shelf. Amy, thanks so much for stopping by this morning and talking a little bit about the food shelf.
Thank you, John, for inviting me. I appreciate it.
So let's talk about a huge issue in our community, unfortunately, is the food insecurity and some people who are in more need than others. And the good news is we have so many great community members who are generous and want to help out. How does the Greece Food Shelf work and who do you reach?
Well, every month we've been serving about 1,000 people in Greece and in Charlotte. It's grown exponentially over the last several years. We've seen as the cost of food's gone up and the cost of rents have gone up that it really squeezes a lot of our neighbors. We had one lady who was in on Saturday who said, it's just with the simple cost of food, she said, I can't afford to feed my family for the whole month. She said, my dollars just run out. There's more months than there is money. And that's true for many, many of our clients. We serve people, we give them food for 5 days or 3 meals a day for the people that are in their household, and they can come once a month if they need to. But most of our clients are very, very grateful, and they don't come every month. Most come occasionally. Some will only come once or twice, and they say, oh, I got my life back in order. This is wonderful. Now I can go on. Thank you so much for helping me. So we help a whole range of people in the community. Some of them are single family, people living alone. There are single parent families. We have ones where grandparents are raising grandchildren. It's just a whole range of need that we don't necessarily think is in Greece, but we really do have a lot of needy people in our area.
Sure. Yeah. And so you have those options for people, and just that little bit can get them over the edge. Like you said, 5 days for the month. Has that been something that you found to be a good number of days, a good amount of food to just give someone that extra boost they need to get through the month?
Right. It is just what they need. And in a lot of cases, it seems to be that the last week of the month is when our need goes up because people's SNAP money runs out or they're waiting for a paycheck that isn't going to come until the beginning of the next month. They have bills that they have to pay, but they necessarily they'll put off buying food because they have to pay the rent. They have to buy gas for the car. But as somebody said, you can get help getting food. You can't get somebody who's going to come and help you pay your rent. Can't get somebody who's going to give you gasoline for the car. And that's absolutely true. And I think that's why we're seeing such a need in Greece, Charlotte, and why we have so many of our neighbors who are helping, because we have other food pantries in Greece as well. And that's what really blows people's minds when they say, wait a minute. And we said, yes, there are. There are multiple food pantries that are available. We're the oldest. We've been here since 1977. We started out serving about 25 people a month, and now we're serving over 1,000 people.
Wow.
So you can see that the growth has really been exponential, especially since the pandemic.
So you have the physical location where people can come by and pick up food, but you also have people going out and delivering. Talk a little bit about the difference between those two and how you are able to serve different needs in the community with those two strategies.
We have a lot of people in our community who have a lack of transportation. Trying to get anywhere on the bus in Greece is difficult. And there are a lot of people who have mobility issues where they say, well, I could get a bus to you, but I really can't carry anything back home with me. And we have a number of people who are ill. We have a lot of senior citizens who have limited mobility. And those are all people that we deliver to. If someone calls and says, I really need food, but I can't get to you, then we will arrange for a driver to actually take food to their house.
Understood. And then you also have the option, the food shelf itself is a great way for people in need to pick up the food that they need. And they're able to almost like shop, like you said, it's almost like a store.
Yes, we have a miniature store. Everything's free. It's a little bit different than a store, like that. But we're located at 500 Maiden Lane next to the police substation. It's not right on Maiden Lane. It's back along driveway, so a lot of people aren't even aware that we're there. But we are there and have been there for 25 years. And it is something that really helps our neighbors enormously. We've been inviting people in to pick up their own food for the last 5 years. where we ask people to come in and choose what it is that their families would want. When we deliver, we do pre-packed boxes. So it's more what we select for them, and that's not necessarily what they would want when they come in. So we have, in addition to the shelf-stable foods, we have frozen meat, we have eggs, we have bread, we have fresh produce. So we have a wide range of items that are there. And we can do that because we're partners with FoodLink, which is our local food bank, and they're tremendous partners. So that we're able to purchase food from them really at a very small cost to what would be if we had to go and buy it all.
Got it. And then you also receive donations too, because on the flip side of that, so many people, there is a lot of need in our community, but there's a lot of abundance too. And even if we feel like, you know, maybe we don't live in abundant, extravagant lifestyle, many of us have plenty and more than enough. And there are ways that we can give back, even if it's just a few cans of food here or there. How can someone in the Greece community or outside of it stop by and give back?
Well, we are very, very honored to have such generous community members. It's just wonderful. We're there every Monday at the shelves between 9 and 11, and we take donations then. We also take donations on Tuesday mornings between 10 and noon, Wednesday afternoons between 4 and 6, and Saturdays between 9 and 11. And those hours are the hours that we're there for shopping, for our clients to come in, but people often stop and drop off. It might be a bag of groceries. Sometimes it's more than a bag, and we really appreciate everything that comes in. We also have people who set up food drives. We've got Boy Scouts who have done it. We've got Girl Scouts who have done it. We have different businesses that collect food for us. And it's just all, it just helps so much. We have karate groups and dance groups that will have their students do their food collections. And then we set up an appointment for them to come in and to bring those items. So we really are very, very fortunate.
And would you say, Amy, that being able to bring the community together like this is also not only helping a good cause, but you talk about those Boy Scouts, those Girl Scouts, teams, community members all coming together. Is it a community effort that actually brings us together and unites us in ways that so many other things just can't?
That's very well said. Yes, it is a community effort of people working together. We have many donors who come in, and we really appreciate the cash donations. They might not ever come in and physically help us, but they help us enormously because they enable us to be able to buy what we need. We have many people who volunteer. We have over 130 volunteers who help us every month, which is just incredible to have that kind of reach within the community. And then we have our thousands of donors across the community because we get donations from churches, we get donations from businesses, and they will do collections as well and bring the things in. So, yes, many, many people in the community really come together to pull this off, and it's the only way that it could happen. Just, it is a wonderful way to be able to help people. Our motto has always been neighbors helping neighbors, and that's really what we believe. And we are so pleased that people do want to help each other because it's critical.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And one of those ways, like you mentioned, the volunteering is a great way for someone who might not feel like financially they may not feel stable enough, but to have that extra food to give when they're focused on feeding themselves. But if you have an extra hour or two, what are some of those ways? You said over 100 volunteers. What are some of the ways that they contribute through giving their time?
Well, we have volunteers. For instance, this morning we had volunteers in who were accepting the donations. We unpack the donations. We have to look at everything that comes in to make sure that it's in good shape, that we can put it on the shelves. We get get food delivered from FoodLink one Monday, so we have to go through all of that to make sure it's all ready to go on the shelves. We do then put all of that up. So we really have a group that comes in every Monday who does that. We have other people who pack the boxes, get delivered to people. We have the drivers. We have the people behind the scenes who answer the phones. They're critical. Our verifiers talk to every person who says they need food to find out what the situation is, and they tell them how they can come in to get the food, or we make arrangements for them to get the deliveries. We've got the dispatchers who call the delivery people who say, hey, oh, no, I've got a delivery to this location. Do it. We have the drivers who very generously come in and pick up the orders and take them to people. So it's a huge range of people. We also have our behind-the-scenes people like our treasurer And the people that do all the paperwork, because we do have to keep track of all the people that we serve, how much food we take in and how much food we give out. And all of that takes, it takes a lot of people to do it.
It's a whole community. It's a whole different skill set and a variety of abilities, that which is encouraging. It's intimidating in the sense that there's so much need, but it's encouraging in the sense that if you're listening and you don't think you can help out, think again. There is a way. There is a way that you are skilled where you can help out. Amy, the Grease Food Shelf, it's been around for so long, but you're continuing to grow and serve even more and more people. Where do you see it going in the future? And where do you see food insecurity in general going in the future as we continue to help these resources that help other people?
Well, unfortunately, we see that the lead's going to continue. We don't have an end point. I've always said that the most wonderful thing would be to say, gee, we don't need to be in business anymore because everybody in the community is well set. And unfortunately, that's not the way we are going at this point. So anything that anybody can do, we appreciate the smallest donation. One can of food is certainly something that we appreciate. A dollar that somebody donates is very much appreciated. There isn't a size that can help us. But if we all come together, we can really do something to make a difference. I know that there's all kinds of questions of what's going to happen with donations from other organizations, because other organizations are squeezed. You know, we hear that United Way has been squeezed in their efforts to be able to give food to food or to get money to food, like, which then translates into how much food could sort of link it to the community. So, yes, everybody donates to any of the organizations really helps everybody. And unfortunately, I wish I could say that, gee, we're going to solve this. I don't know any way that there is to solve it other than the fact that we all work together to make sure that everybody does have enough to eat. And it's also a nutritional food, too, because a number of our people have said, well, I can't get to the grocery store, and I do get my SNAP money, so I go down to the corner convenience store. And they live on what they can get at the corner convenience store, which unfortunately, in a lot of cases, is not the healthiest choice. So that then contributes to ill health. And it becomes a vicious cycle. So anything we can do to help break that is really important. And that's why we feel that doing what we can do to help the community out nutritious food is really probably one of the most important things that we as volunteers can do.
It's a huge operation, but always room for more volunteers. If there's a way that we can help the Grease Food Shelf benefit, if you're a potential volunteer listening, what would be the best way to get in touch and sign up to start helping?
Well, you could go to our Facebook page, Grease Ecumenical Food Shelf. You can contact us through Messenger on that. Or you can call 585-683-9674. Again, that's 585-683-9674. That's our hotline, and if someone leaves a message that they would like to volunteer, we'll get back to them and get information about when they're available, and we can tell them about the positions that are available and see if we can work out an arrangement so that they can start to volunteer.
Sounds good. And then again, those donations always accepted too, and you're there Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday for those hours that you mentioned earlier, but always accepting donations, and Facebook is a great way to not only get in touch, but to learn more about the Grease Food Shelf and see if there are ways that you can help out. Amy Poritsky, thanks so much for your time this morning and for all of your efforts that you're doing with the Food Shelf to help feed our community.
Thank you, John, very much.